we were then told to work on the railway, which meant that they would form parties of 100 men and make one officer, one shoko, as they call them, to each 100. They would not have more than one officer per 100 because we were a nuisance to them. We were constantly at them for at the Japs. How about a shokus, it was called, or a yasme, a short rest? How about the smoker, in other words? What time is lunch? This man is sick. Can he lie down for a while? Of course, bashings went on all day long. Our work was the form of laying ballast. It was a fairly level camp, this particular one, and the boys would go off with a little basket, quite a small basket, between two men. They may have to walk a mile to the nearest quarry, pick up the metal, broken rock. Of course, other men were there breaking the rock, but they'd carry this thing back for another mile, tip it out, and then go back again, because it seemed ridiculous, two men to carry what weighed about 10 pounds between them. But at the end of a long, long day, which started in the rain before the sun got up and finished in the rain after the sun had gone down, it became very, very hard and killing work, particularly as boots start to rot.